back to Culture Shift Live here on 101.9 WDET. Good Thursday afternoon. Hope you are doing well on this cloudy Thursday. We have got a great hour ahead for you. All week, we've been checking in with our WDET music hosts to share some of their favorite albums, artists, and tracks of the year 2022. And for the first time, I'm really excited to have our own Sam Bobian join us for this yearly Best Of. Thanks, Sam.
Hey, Amanda. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, the reason, obviously you do Sam's Jams for us every single week, which is super popular. People all over love Sam's Jams because you get into some stuff that is just not being played anywhere else. You also are the band leader for the band Will Sessions, which has been huge in the Detroit scene for a long time now, and you're a producer. And so the reason I wanted to have you on this year is because you are very in tune with what's happening in Detroit music. And showing that, you've brought some really special guests to this hour for your 2022 Best Of. Introduce us to your guests here, Sam.
Yeah, so with me today, I have DJ and producer Mefta.
Peace. How you guys doing?
Yeah, and DJ producer Hoodat.
What up, though?
Yeah. So, I don't know, when I find music in Detroit, I find it through DJs, I find it through friends, I find it through people I talk to, and, you know, these are two people that I find new music from all the time. The stuff you hear on Sam's Jams, the stuff that we play here on WDET, that's how we find it. So, I wanted to have them come in today and share tracks that they have heard throughout the year because I'm like, man, what came out this year? It's been a crazy couple of years. And so I need a little help. So I had them come in.
It has, definitely. And, there is always so much great music being released. But here in the city of Detroit, I mean, just every year is like just plentitude of great tracks, great artists, great albums being made available. So it's really cool that we have you guys on the show today to kind of take us through a bunch of music that I think a lot of people are going to be hearing for the first time and get really in touch with the Detroit scene. So, you know, with the music host, usually I like to start off asking about what kind of trends that you've seen in music this year. Have there been any overarching sort of sounds or artists or production value that you've seen more coming out in the music scene?
I feel like in Detroit, like, which is pretty cool, is like this has been a good couple of years. Like the scene has really changed over the last couple of years. A lot more people are making music. A lot more people are putting out music. There's a lot of labels. Everyone has a label, you know. And the cool thing about music here is it's made here, and then most people press it here as well at Archer Pressing Plant. So a lot of the records are like 100% made right here in the city, which is amazing. And I would say trends that I hear right now, a lot of people are making house music.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of like computer music programming.
Or you just hit the option of being able to do everything yourself. A lot of house artists or electronic artists are able to, you know, DIY since freelancing has become a thing during COVID.
Yeah.
So they were probably able to, like, stop traveling for a minute and really sit down and
work on
tracks because they had, like, a little break and say, oh, I'm in my studio. Let me knock some things out. So when everything kind of fell back in order. They were just like, yo, I got this. I'm putting this out. Let's roll.
Yeah. Also,
cool.
I feel like a lot of people who have like always played instruments throughout their, you know, journey in music, they have kind of been expanding and actually recording themselves playing the instruments and not just doing a bunch of loops and stuff.
Right.
I know I've personally been doing that a lot, playing more live stuff and, you know, just having one longer take as opposed to programming just on the computer or like with an MPC or something. But it's cool to just see, I mean, a lot of the people who make techno and house music and hip hop, they are like trained musicians, especially here in Detroit. So it's really cool to see them like starting to play with like bands and, you know, it being like a fusion of like live music and programmed music.
Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. All right, so we got a lot of music to get through this
hour,
and we want to get through as much of it as possible. What are we going to start it off with?
So I'm gonna start with a track from Mefta. You know, I've had his music on Sam's Jams, and he's a guest with me today, so I feel like this is a great place to start, and so our listeners can hear his music. He put out an album this year called Lifelike. Yeah, right?
It's a little EP.
Put it out yourself.
Yeah, Press Musha Publishing.
Press it here in Detroit.
Yeah, at Archer.
At Archer. So these are two tracks. We're going to hear Tears and Pay It Forward. Yeah, that's a track right there called Tears by Mefta.
I don't know who that guy is.
Yes. One of my guests here on my best of 2022 Detroit releases, stuff you're hearing right here in Detroit. Mefta's a guest with me. And also in the house today, we have Who Dat here.
Yeah. I'm here.
So we're going to hear, I want to hear a track from Who Dat. So you guys, both of you guys worked on this great, one of the best releases, if not, I think the best release that came out of Detroit this year was the DJ Kicks compilation. Theo Parrish, he put together this compilation of kind of like the way the show is today, all these Detroit artists, what's going on in the city, to kind of give like a little time capsule of what's happening right now in the city.
I like to thank God.
Yeah.
And Dion Jamar.
Yeah, Dion Jamar definitely was a big part of that too. If it wasn't for Dion.
Another great DJ and producer in Detroit.
If you ever hear his name on a party or a flyer, go see that man play records.
Yeah.
He has a relationship with music like nobody else.
Yeah. And Theo Parrish, and a legendary house electronic producer here in Detroit.
Shout out to him, too.
He put together the compilation, and both you are on this comp, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Terry's got a cut.
Terry's got a cut. So, you know, next we're going to hear the track. What can you tell us about Don't Know?
Oh, man, I made this with my homegirl, Sophia E. Mm-hmm. We met in a music production class at Allied Media. And we've just been cool, like, ever since. And so this is just one of our times in the studio where we were just, you know, hanging out, kicking it, searching for sounds, and probably just venting about life. And here we are.
All right, so let's check it out. This is Don't Know by Who Dat and Sophia. We'll be right back. That was Don't Know by Who Dat, featuring Sophia E.
Yes.
Yeah, amazing track. I think that track's really cool because it sounds like a lot of Detroit music in one. You hear like a little bit of electro in there with that synth part, right? You hear like a little bit of house influence with those chords, right? A little bit of jazz influence there. It's a soulful sounding track as well. It's kind of like a lot of Detroit vibes in one, which is why I like that track a lot.
Thank you. Yeah, hey, that's a great description. We'll have to use you next time.
Right. Just hire
description.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then the next track we're going to hear, this is going to be one of Mefta's picks of the year. So why don't you talk about this one?
The first one I'm picking, it is a band, Sundown, that was actually Amp Fiddler's project. Amp Fiddler is an OG out here. Shout out to him. It's a track he wrote with his brother that was reissued also on Theo Parrish's label, the Sound Signature label. They reissued the 45. And it's like one of the earliest recordings I think any of us have of like Amp Fiddler.
Young Amp.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very hard to find track.
Yeah.
Until this year.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely never came across that record.
No. So let's check it out. This is Sundown by... this is Space Out of Place by Sundown.
Yeah, by Sundown, Spaced Out of Place.
We'll be right back.
the track Arctic Vibrations from Steve Crawford, one of the top tracks of the year 2022, as chosen by our own Sam Bobian. He also has some special guests in studio, Detroit artists Mefta and Who Dat. You can check out our playlist. We're going to be playing all Detroit music here this hour, so check it out over WDET.org/culture shift. And you can, if you like anything that you've been hearing, you can see who that was and what track that was, and support local music.
That's right.
We'll be back after this here on 101.9 WDET. I guess I said everything was...
I'm Chris Campbell, host of the Progressive Underground, where every week we explore the outer reaches of electronica by way of techno, deep house, future soul, B-sides, and rare groove. Catch the Progressive Underground Sunday evenings at 8 on 101.9 WDET.
WDET is supported by the Detroit Institute of Arts, presenting Van Gogh in America. Van Gogh never visited Detroit, but our city helped elevate his status as an icon. This exhibition tells his story with 74 Van Goghs from around the world. Tickets at DIA.org.
Hi, I'm Andalisi. Tune in tomorrow night at 10 when record producer and musician Don Was picks the tunes and tells some pretty great stories. The Don Was Motor City Playlist tomorrow night at 10 here on 101.9 WDET.
Supported by Klipsch, keepers of the sound since 1946.
WDET is supported by Downtown Dearborn, presenting opportunities to shop small, eat well, and experience the holidays with many stores, restaurants, and more, including SmartFlex, Stephen Bernard Jewelers, Green Brain Comics, and the Dearborn DDAs. Details at downtowndearborn.org.
Culture Shift Live here on 101.9 WDET. I'm Amanda LeClaire here in studio. Very special hour of Culture Shift. We've been asking our music hosts all week to join us live in studio and share some of their favorite artists and albums and releases of the year 2022. And this hour, our own Sam Bobian, our creative audio director here at WDET, and the creator of Sam's Jams, heard each week here on Culture Shift, is live in studio with some really awesome Detroit musicians, Sam.
Yeah, we got some guests in the house. We got Who Dat.
Yo, what up, though?
amazing DJ and producer from Detroit. We've known each other for a very long time.
Oh, yeah, yes.
Yeah.
We still look good, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Face for TV and radio.
I wasn't
that's
there.
Right.
And we have Mefta here, amazing DJ and producer, someone who I always find a lot of songs you hear on Sam's Jams. I'm stealing it from him.
Thank you for having me.
I have a quick question, you guys. So I know we talked a little bit earlier about some of the trends that you're seeing, especially locally. House music made a big comeback in a lot of places this year. But, you know, we're going over some of your favorite tracks, but just offhand, who are some of your favorite artists working and performing in the city right now?
Man, my favorite, I mean, Ian Fink.
I was literally about to say.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I stole your answer. Ian Fink, I've talked about him a few times here on Culture Shift, like a piano player that is like phenomenal, like probably one of like the best jazz piano players I've ever seen. But he also makes beats, he's a producer, he works with a lot of producers, he's super open-minded as a musician and as a person, and every time you see him play, you feel like you're witnessing something really special. That's kind of how I feel about it.
Yeah, you definitely feel like you're witnessing history in the making.
Yeah,
when you're watching him play, it's like,
wow,
young Herbie Hancock.
Yeah, he's dope.
Also, Idea. You know, she is featured on a lot of records that we all know and love, and I think, you know, she just has an extremely unique sound with her voice. And she also has an amazing approach of how she makes music. It's, you know, very natural, very organic.
And we're going to hear both those artists say. We're going to hear Ian Fink and Idea in the mix today in a little bit. But first, you know, I've been talking about, you know, some house music. We've been hearing a lot of house music coming out. Even hip-hop producers are now, like, making house tracks. It's a thing that I'm hearing a lot. that's happening right now. So it's like, and I'm loving it, man. It's like you go, the parties are always fun because there's house music playing, right? Yeah, you know, instead of hip hop, short people just stand around looking at each other.
Yo,
I like them both, classic. Though. I'm down for both.
I mean, you know.
I love it all, but it's, so we're going to hear some tracks from some of my favorite house producers coming out of Detroit. Dez, who is like, man, he's like legendary producer, I think kind of like laid the groundwork for a lot of the people that we're listening to today, a lot of the young artists. We're going to hear a track from John Dixon, another phenomenal jazz piano player that makes incredible electronic music with Underground Resistance. But let's get started off with a track by Dames Brown, the three-piece vocal powerhouse, such an amazing group. They had this song called What Would You Do? It was produced by Dez, who's we're going to hear the song, but this was remixed by Louis Vega, so let's check it out.
Have others, I have discovered, darling, my love just can't wait.
Culture Shift Live here on 101.9 WDET, exploring some of Sam Bobian's favorite tracks of the year 2022. But not just Sam, we have live in studio some really incredible Detroit artists, Mefta and Hudat, joining Sam all this hour on Culture Shift.
That's right, two amazing Detroit producers, DJs that I always check out. So when I'm doing the best of and I'm going to feature their music, they might as well come in, right? So, yeah, so that was a track by Des Andreas on Mahogany Music. He's like one of my favorite producers in Detroit by far, and he puts out a lot of music. That track was actually on Papaya, which is kind of like a brand new label in Detroit, another one of those hundreds and hundreds of incredible labels. Mm-hmm. You can
Eastside
find that.
John runs that.
Yeah, Eastside John. Yeah, shout out to Eastside.
Shout out to Eastside.
Yeah. So that was his track. And we heard John Dixon before that and Dames Brown before that. Two amazing house tracks. So that's like the Detroit house sound right there. When you hear those three tracks, that's like really, to me, that's kind of how I hear it. So next track is going to be one of Mefta's picks. Let's talk about that one.
This next track I picked is a new record from a good brother of mine named Ji Hoon. He lived here for a while, but he's out in Los Angeles now. That is his first actual record release on his One Spoke label, and it's featuring my blood brother Eric on drums and me on keys. Ji-hoon is playing the bass and the flute, and he like wrote the music and just sent it to us, and we just record it all live over that. So
nice. What's the name of the track?
It's The Good and the Bad.
Good and Bad. Yeah. So this is his first release on his own label.
Yeah, One amazing. Spoke.
Pressed, also probably track. Pressed at Archer.
Yes,
in Detroit, another track 100%
I
made.
I picked him up from there and sent it to him.
Wow.
Yeah. So let's check it out.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
right here in the Motor City from Juju Exchange. That is the track Walk Cycle, one of the top tracks of the year 2022 as chosen by our in-studio guests here, Great Detroit artists Hudat and Mefta, brought here by our own Sam Bobian.
Yeah, and if you like the tracks we're playing today, you can go to wdet.org/cultureshift. You can see the playlist there. Amanda's updating it in real time if you're curious what tracks those are. And you can find all these tracks online. A lot of them you got to buy through Bandcamp because there's only vinyl. Or you go to People's Records, or you go to Spotlight, or you can go to Hello Records or a local record shop. They might have them. But you got to do some work to find some of this music. Or you can just listen to Culture Shift. We're doing it for you.
We're doing it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys should pay us.
Or hand to hand.
So that was Juju Exchange. That was one of Terry's. That was one of Hudat's picks for me. So why don't you tell me about that track?
That is Nova's Eyes jazz band, Juju Exchange. I just love it. They dropped it earlier this year. And I mean, it's just so smooth. It's really for like, it's called Walk Cycle, so it's the perfect walking song if you're into that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I don't know if they made it for that reason, but the vibe is just so dope. I just love it.
It's definitely got that that like lo-fi beats, smooth feel that I feel a lot of people are getting more turned on to because of maybe the climate of the world or something. But this is what's so good to listen to, like when you're, you know, like working on something, doing something around the house, going on a walk.
Yeah, cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so, the vibe is very centering, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. It's dope.
So let's talk about the next track. This next track is one of Mefta's picks. Tell me about this one.
Which one is
this?
This
is the Deshaun and
Oh,
Idea.
Yeah. So this is the first track off of that DJ Kicks compilation that Theo Parrish did. In this track, it's by Deshaun Jones and Idea. Deshaun produced it. Idea wrote the lyrics. Honestly, it's like a very proper representation of, you know, modern like neo soul and R&B coming out of here. You don't really hear stuff like this these days. I feel like it's definitely tapping into a very classic era of music. And it's just beautiful.
So this is the song called Pressure. It's by Deshaun Jones and Idea.
Pressure, pressure. You keep it running, running. You keep me constant.
incredible track. From Detroit artist Deshaun Jones and Idea, the track is called Pressure. You're listening to it here on Culture Shift as one of Sam Bovian and friends Mefta and Hudat, their top tracks of the year. All Detroit music here on Culture Shift this hour. You can check out our playlist at WDET.org/Culture Shift. We are going to be back with some more great music coming up just after this.
WDET is supported by Walking Lightly, a zero-waste store and refillery helping reduce plastic waste by offering refills of home and body goods and other eco-friendly products. Now with extended hours at their Ferndale store or online at walkinglightly.net.
This time of year, you may be thinking about the nonprofit organizations you value and want to support before year end. Please include WDET on your list of important community assets. We work hard to lift every voice in this community, and listener support is essential for our success. You're a listener. Have you supported WDET yet this year? Give now at WDET.org. Every amount helps keep us on the air.
WDET is supported by the Detroit Institute of Arts, presenting Van Gogh in America. Van Gogh never visited Detroit, but our city helped elevate his status as an icon. This exhibition tells his story with 74 Van Goghs from around the world. Tickets at DIA.org.
Welcome back to Culture Shift Live here on 101.9 WDET. In studio live with our own Sam Bovian, also some great Detroit artists, Mefta and Hudat. You know, you guys, I asked you earlier, like, who were, you know, besides the tracks that we're listening to, the artists we're hearing this hour, who are some of your favorite artists? But, you know, when you think about the year in music, especially since you guys all go see so much music, you're performing so often, what have been at least one of the top shows that you've seen this year, one of the top performances?
Ooh, Aya Simone was the Night of Emerald at Spotlight for her birthday. It was amazing. One of the best things I've ever seen in my life.
I'd say the Ant Fiddler Concert of Colors performance with the Urban Art Orchestra was pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't able to make that one. I was actually really upset about that.
I wasn't there either, but I mixed it for the radio.
What?
I did the mix.
You heard it.
I heard it, yeah.
You were there in spirit.
Yeah.
I was going to say, there was just one random night at Motor City Wine in the summer on the patio that Ant played, and it was, like, just packed. Like,
oh, nice.
Everyone was there. Ian had sat down and played. Super Cool Wicked had hopped on and sang a song. It was really cool.
Motor City Wine in the summer on the patio is definitely a vibe.
Yeah, Motor City Wine is probably, in terms of venues, like, they have the best sound system set up,
best
mixer for playing records on. You know,
they have the best live events, just random, if you pop in, it always sounds good. The vibe is always nice.
Yes, a great vibe there. It's always very welcoming. Very
shout out to Motor City Wine.
Yeah, I think Sunday nights, Sunday nights house parties are really good.
Oh, yeah. That Sunday that me and Dion played with Rick was a very, very proper night.
Nice.
So this next track we're going to hear is called Connected, right? This is your pick, Mefta.
This is
a Hudat pick.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us about it?
I just love, I love Tall Black Guy, of course, Zoe Hometown, and Josh Milan of Blaze. I love Blaze, so it's just like the trifecta for me. And you guys, we're all like connected through like music, so it's just the perfect song for this space right now.
Yeah. Good. So let's check it out. This is Connected by Tall Black Guy, Zoe, and Josh Milan.
right here in the city of Detroit from Omar S. What's Good for the Goose, featuring the great vocals there of Super Cool Wicked. That is his chosen as one of the top tracks of the year from Sam Bovian, Mefta, and Houdat. They are all live in studio sharing their favorite top Detroit artist of the year 2022. You guys, we've got one more track left.
Yeah, which one is it? Which one's up there?
Oh, it's
Malik.
Yeah, Malik Alston.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about
The
it.
Fifth Element. So that is a new record that was distributed by a company in Italy called Mother Tongue, who actually that guy, I was just saying, he's in town right now, Patrick Gibbon. He's like a big independent label right now that's like pressing a lot of really, really amazing music, a lot of like broken beat from the UK and stuff, but he's been doing a lot of Detroit musicians records as well, doing like P&D deals and stuff. So
cool. Nice. Yeah. Let's hear it.
All right, before we get into the track though, Mefta, Houdat, where can people find your music? See you guys playing live.
Oh, we can find it at People's Records, Paramita, mm-hmm. Hello,
Spotlight, all the record shops.
All the record shops, yeah.
The band camps.
Band camp.
Are always accessible, yeah. If you don't have a turntable. Really, most places online will have the records.
Yeah.
If you buy it online, Bandcamp's the best way for
yeah,
the artist.
Yeah, directly from us.
Yeah, support local music. You can check out the playlist that we had for this hour at WDET.org/culture shift. This is 101.9 WDET FM. We are Detroit's NPR station. The Moth Radio Hour is going to be coming up next, but let's hear this track from Malik Alston, Fifth Element, here on WDET.